ليشهدوا منافع لهم ويذكروا اسم الله في أيام معلومات على ما رزقهم من
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، Dear respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to this episode from this series where we are discussing the virtues of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. In one of the previous episodes, we mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam said that there are no days in which the good deeds are more beloved to Allah jalla wa ala than those 10 days. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ or فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ. So do plenty of تهليل, saying لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير, والتكبير, saying الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر, and تحميد, saying الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله. This hadith is one of the main hadith that talk about the virtues of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And this hadith was reported by Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, as a result, Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to act upon this hadith, and he used to go to the marketplace in order to make takbir in front of the people. And once the people knew about this, or once the people hear the takbir of the Prophet sallallahu of Ibn Umar, then they used to do the takbir. In fact, many of the Salaf said that they used to, they means the Sahaba or the early generations, used to make takbir as if the takbir becomes like the waves of the sea, means everyone is doing takbir. And many of the early generations said that people unfortunately left takbir now. Subhanallah, he is saying this about takbir. Of course, it is not only takbir, it is takbir, tahmid, and tasbih, the dhikr of Allah jalla wa ala. People left it. In particular, the takbir, people left it and they are not practicing this sunnah. He said this while he was among the early generations. Now, what do we say about ourselves these days? You rarely hear people doing this takbir, tahmid, tasbih. Yes, maybe in non-Muslim countries, you might not be able to practice this in public spaces. Why? Because we don't want people to insult our religion if we say it loudly, if they can't, if they don't understand the meaning of it. However, in some other non-Muslim countries, we can do it. In some Muslim countries, definitely we can do it. So whenever we can practice this sunnah, we should do it. In fact, we should exert our effort to practice this sunnah, because Allah Jalla wa Ala likes this takbir to be mentioned. And in particular, we know that when we read the ayat of Surah Al-Hajj, وَلِيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لِيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ وَلِيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. So they remember the name of Allah Jalla wa Ala, and they mention the name of Allah Jalla wa Ala on those or during those 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So Allah Jalla wa Ala likes more dhikr in these 10 days, and hence we should increase that dhikr, and that was the habit and the custom of most of the, or all the previous scholars. Now, the dhikr, we should start the dhikr in general once we know about the start of the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. For example, let us imagine if today is the last day of Dhul Qa'dah, or the 29th of Dhul Qa'dah, and they announce that tomorrow is the first day of Dhul Hijjah, they won't be able to announce this except after Maghrib. So after Maghrib is the beginning of the month of Dhul Hijjah, so we should start doing takbir, the general unconditional takbir, starting that point. And remember, the dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala is one of the virtuous, the very virtuous deeds, as we will explain shortly, inshaAllah. So the time for the general unconditional takbir, it starts once the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah starts. And then we continue, we should continue doing this unconditional takbir all the way until the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah. In fact, as many scholars said, that we should continue doing this unconditional takbir, general takbir, until the end of the 13th day of Dhul Hijjah, day number 13. Why? Because Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned Ayyam Ma'lumat, and Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned Ayyam Ma'dudat. So these are 13 days of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, and the other 3 days of At-Tashriq. Allah Jalla wa Ala says about the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ وَيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ وَيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ is the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. However, the 3 days of Dhul Hijjah, of Tashriq, after that, Allah Jalla wa Ala says in the Quran, وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ. أَيَّامٌ مَعْدُودَاتٌ is the 3 days of Tashriq. In total, 13 days of Dhul Hijjah. The dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala, the takbir, is highly recommended. Moreover, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam told us that the ayyam of Tashriq, 11th, 12th, of, and 13th of Dhul Hijjah, are ayyam for eating and for dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala. That's why this general unconditional takbir continues all the way from the beginning of Dhul Hijjah all the way until 13th of Dhul Hijjah. So we should remember Allah Jalla wa Ala in the morning, in the evening, in public places if we can, as we just explained, within our homes. We should encourage our wives to make dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala. We should encourage our families, our children, everyone to make dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala and takbir. Now, many scholars mentioned that there is another type of dhikr. Why? Because there were reports that the companions were used to increase their dhikr and do another type of dhikr, which is the conditional, restricted dhikr in these 10 days, when which is called the dhikr muqayyad or takbir muqayyad. And it was reported by some sahaba, some of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When is this conditional, restricted takbir? The scholar said that this restricted conditional takbir starts for the people who are not going for Hajj, starts after the Fajr of the day of Arafah. So once we pray the Fajr of the day of Arafah, the time for this restricted conditional takbir starts. And it continues until the last day of Tashriq, which is the 13th of Dhul Hijjah. So the first day is the day of Arafah, then the day of Eid, then day 11th, 12th, and 13th of Dhul Hijjah, 5 days. During those 5 days, we do the unconditional takbir, which is takbir in at any point of time, and as well as the restricted takbir. The restricted takbir, we do it after the salawat, in particular the salah mafruda, and in particular once we do it in congregation. So once we do salah in congregation, we do loud takbir. That is part of the ibadah, the specific ibadah during those 10 days. So we, after praying Fajr of Arafah, we start doing the loud takbir. After Dhuhr, we start doing the loud takbir. And after Asr as well, Maghrib, Isha, etc. until the And we continue doing this all the way of Arafah, the whole day of Arafah, the whole day of Eid, and the first day of Tashriq, which is 11th and 12th and 13th. And we stop doing this restricted conditional takbir after the Asr of the day of 13th. During these 5 days, while we are doing the restricted takbir, we continue doing the unconditional takbir, the general takbir. And this is the dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala, and this is a specific ibadah for those days. Now, for those people who are going for Hajj, when do they start their takbir? Generally speaking, brothers and sisters, the people who are going for Hajj, it is better for them to do talbiyah while they are in the state of al-ihram. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك. It is better for them to do a lot of talbiyah. If we are not going for Hajj, we can't do this talbiyah. Allah Jalla wa Ala gave us the opportunity to do the takbir and the other dhikr. So those people who are doing Hajj, they can do the talbiyah. However, once they leave the state of al-ihram, then they become like us out of the state of al-ihram, and then they should start doing the takbir. When do they leave the state of al-ihram? As we know that they leave the state of al-ihram once they start doing, they leave the state of al-ihram after they finish stoning and cutting their hair. However, the Prophet ﷺ used to do talbiyah until he went to do Jamrat al-Aqaba. Once he started to do Jamrat al-Aqaba, he stopped talbiyah. And then after that, the Prophet ﷺ had his hair cut, and he sacrificed, and then he has his hair cut. And then the Prophet ﷺ started to do the takbir. They can continue, the people who are going for Hajj, they can continue doing the unconditional takbir as well as the conditional takbir. As we explained, they can continue doing this until the 13th of Dhul Hijjah, the Asr of 13th of Dhul Hijjah. By that time, the time for Hajj and the rites of Hajj have, generally speaking, came to an end. So this is the takbir that we should increase during these 10 days. Remember, it is a very, very important sunnah that has been abandoned, and we should revive the sunnah. It is a very virtuous sunnah. It is dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala that Allah Jalla wa Ala likes the most. Jazakumullahu khayran, barakallahu fikum, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك.